Read and listen.
Today, Global Culture is interviewing Eugenia Hartley of Jackson, Mississippi in the U.S. about changes to culture. Ms. Hartley, culture has changed a bit since you were growing up in the 40s, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. And maybe more so for me than for others because Jackson is in the South, which was pretty socially conservative when I was a young girl.
Please tell us about some of the changes you have personally experienced.
My heavens. Well, the New South is so different from the Old South in a lot of good ways, as everyone knows. But since you ask me personally, it would probably be dating customs, the way young people talk to their elders, table manners.
Okay. How have those things changed?
Well, for example, when I was growing up, the family dinner hour was the one time in the day when the family sat down together, and it was a special time. Today, that's changed. In many families, there is no dinner hour. Kids eat snacks or fast food all day. Moms are out in the workforce and don't have time to make a proper meal. And there are so many activities that it seems like no one has time. In my day, children were more respectful and quiet at the table. We spoke when we were spoken to. We didn't put our elbows on the table, and we dressed nicely. No one came to the dinner table in shorts or jeans the way they do today.
That is different, isn't it? You mentioned dating. How has that changed?
Well, today, I see boys and girls on dates at the mall. They can't be more than 12 or 13 years old. I wasn't allowed to go out on a proper date until I was 16. And when I finally was allowed to date, my parents didn't let me go out with a boy they hadn't already met. Oh, and I had a definite curfew. I had to be home by 11. If I came in late, I was grounded for at least a month. It was a little different for my brother, though. I guess there was a bit of a double standard. He could go out on dates when he was 16, but his curfew wasn't as strict as mine. He was allowed to stay out until midnight.
And you mentioned the way young people addressed their elders. How has that changed?
Well, today you hear teens, even children, calling adults by their first names. We had to address adults as sir or ma'am, and we always use Mr. and Mrs. I suppose that sounds a little old-fashioned today, doesn't it?
Maybe so. Thanks so much, Ms. Hartley, for an interesting interview.